Dear church family, here we are again. The end of another year. This year has slipped by uncontrollably fast. And the older we get, all of us who are getting older say that, they go faster and faster. Life slips away. Boys and girls, you may think that 1 or 2 years is a long time. But when you get older, a year seems like a month. Life is so, so very short. And eternity is so very, very long. Thomas Watson said, if you piled all the sand in the world into a sky and heaven piercing pile for miles long, and a bird came by every 1,000 years and took one grain of sand and moved it to a new pile, and after all the billions and trillions and zillions of years and numbers higher than that were passed, and the whole sand pile would be moved over, eternity has scarcely begun. Because eternity is timelessness. Eternity is eternity. It's forever. And so how foolish it would be, don't you think, to play games with the one soul you have and risk that soul in a lifestyle of sin for a little drop of 100 years, if you live to be 100, in this life, compared to eternity? What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Eternity means heaven or hell. And so it's absolutely critical that you don't postpone seeking the Lord, boys and girls, teenagers. It's absolutely critical that we are born again now. We don't know whose name will be on the necrology in 2024. Those whose names are here that we'll hear this morning, I doubt if any of them expected to be there. Nehemiah Rogers, another Puritan, once said, there's no man so old that doesn't think he has one more year yet to live. But see, your name, my name, can well be on that necrology next year. Next year. Are you ready? Are you living? Are you living like you have one incredibly valuable soul that is destined for eternity and needs to be prepared? Are you prepared? Are you in Christ? Have you been born again? Or are you making light of the gospel?